And on RN, it's now time for Top Shelf. Adrian Pickering's probably best known to viewers of ABC television for her role as Missy in that fabulous TV drama, Rake. She starts the series as a high-class prostitute, and she ends up as a highly paid author whose partner is a whistleblower. But all along, we know that she really loves the irascible barrister, Cleaver Green. Here is Adrian Pickering with her Top Shelf. And as you will hear, she likes to be moved and to laugh.
The National's most recent album, The Trouble Will Find Me, continues to be and has been sort of one of those anthem albums for the last year and a half. And it's one of those albums that I love so much that I can listen to when I'm jogging, when I'm riding, when I'm at home by myself having a glass of wine, when I'm out in a restaurant and I hear it. They're such a great band, and I just think to be able to listen to a music album from start to finish is quite a rare thing these days. I feel like often I jump around and listen to a lot of different songs by different people. Trouble Will Find Me is just so beautiful, and I can listen to it from start to finish again and again and again. I'm going to talk about The Passion, which is a book by Jeanette Winterson, which I was first introduced to Jeanette Winterson when I was studying at university in my late teen years. And I adore her writing so much, and The Passion especially. She's such a lyrical writer, and she creates this fantastical, expansive world with colliding, intersecting narratives. Where characters can do amazing metaphorical things which also live within you in a very real way, like somebody steals someone else's heart and someone's able to walk on water. And it changed the way that I thought about a narrative and studying acting, the way that I thought about characters and what they can do and what can live inside people and what can exist inside our own consciousness and the expansive nature of art. The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is a Michelle Gondry film featuring Kate Winslet and Jim Carrey, is a film I absolutely adore. I love the structure of the way that the film is shot. The way that they tell the story is so interesting in that it's about memory and can you erase memory and erasing heartbreak. It blew my mind as to how a film can be told and the different ways a film can be told, that it doesn't need to be from start to finish. And the characters, particularly Kate Winslet's performance and her character, which is sort of someone with a personality disorder of sorts who completely changes her mind about things and changes her hair colour in order to show us different stages in her life. But it's about love and forgiveness. And being brave with love, and I love everything about that movie. One of the most, a book from my childhood I remember, which I still really love, is Dr. Seuss' book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, which probably has touched a lot of people and inspired a lot of people. And it's very simple in its nature, but I think it says a lot of wonderful things about confidence and dreams and what you can achieve in the places you go, and I still love it. And a film which I remember watching a lot with my brothers and sisters as we were growing up is The Three Amigos, which is a really silly film with Steve Martin and Chevy Chase and Martin Short. And it's sort of just about these bumbling, good-natured idiots who end up in a whole world of trouble and somehow find their way out of it, and the slapstick is just brilliant, and it's a lot of fun, and they're having a lot of fun doing it, and I have a lot of fun watching it.
Migos and amigos forever will
be. Yes. Yes, stop. Yes, those crazy Three Amigos. Actor Adrian Pickering with her Top Shelf. And, of course, she stars in Rake. And you can hear Richard Roxburgh, the actor who also stars in Rake, here on Books and Arts tomorrow.